Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, do we have any changes this evening?
There are no changes to the agenda this evening.
All right, then, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda.
Second?
Second.
Move and second to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the December 8th and the December 22nd, 2017 meetings.
Mr. Chairman, move the approval for the minutes of December 8th and December 22nd.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minutes of December 8th, 2016, and December 2017. December 8th, 2016, and December 22nd, 2016, as circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. We have one item of old business this evening, that one being subdivision 2016-14, Burton's Pond, Burton's Pond LLC.
Mr. Chairman, regarding 2016-14, Burton's Pond, Burton's Pond LLC, I move to defer for further action.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2016-14, Burton's Pond, Burton's Pond LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, then, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're very glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on an application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you regarding the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the direction of the chairman. If you have a telephone, iPad, or similar device, we would request that you turn it off or switch to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite the public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that you identify yourself and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on the testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any question should be directed to the commission, and the commission may then direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Also, individuals supporting or opposing the application will be allowed only one opportunity to speak to the commission.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 2062, RDKNA Investments LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 25,163 square feet, more or less. The property is located on the north side of Burbage Road, Road 353, approximately 1,456 feet west of Windmill Drive. The 911 address is 36017 Burbage Road, Ocean View. The tax map is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 373.05. We have received comments from the USDA regarding soils and drainage and flooding. And we've also received comments from the utility, the Sussex County Department, Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, stating that they are in and operated in a sanitary sewer district. It's the Millville expansion area. And that if they do, if the office exceeds 1,000 square feet, they would have to pay an additional EDU charge. And then we also have a letter from Stefan Villabaran saying that, dear board members, I have no objection with the proposed conditional use. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Dukes.
Sure, glad Janelle Rogers approved the looks.
Second.
My client is involved in the medical device market, and he has over $1 million worth of sales now. He's outgrown his present location. My client is basically Mr. Squire here. I'll introduce him. He'll tell you about his devices. What he's done is he acquired the ownership of this building, and we have some pictures here which we'll
I think I got an extra one.
The advantage of this industry is it's a clean industry. It doesn't have any affluent issues. It's basically an office. And they deal all over the United States in marketing medical devices. The employees in this industry are highly paid because they have to go through a special program. In fact, there's a program at Dell Tech that some of the potential employees, future employees, are taking now so that they can learn the terminology of medical devices and the various requirements necessary to market these. In that regard, they're asking for conditional use. It's mostly, it's like a mail order medical device company. And without further time, I'll go ahead and ask Mr. Swire if he'll come forward and explain his enterprise.
Good evening. I guess the first thing...
the first thing I need you to do is to give us your name and your voice so that our tape will pick it up.
My name is Richard H. Swire, and I'm the president of Northeast Express.
Thank you, Mr. Swire. You may go right ahead. You have the floor.
I'll explain our business model to you. Basically, we're a mail-order medical supply company, and we specialize in ostomy and urological supplies. That's colostomy bags, catheters, etc. We don't do anything else but that. We've been in business for about 20 years. We don't have any inventory. Our supplier drop ships to our patients for a fee to us. We have no retail trade that takes mail order. So we will have a minimal disruption to you. We basically outgrown the space that we have.
Our attorney's pacemaker is in a very good.
Or the Russian.
And, you know, we deal directly with the patients. We deal with insurance companies, Medicare, Medicaid. It's all third-party pay. The business is highly technical. The jobs that we provide are good, high-paying jobs. They're not seasonal jobs. It's, you know, it's a year-round thing. We just need more space for desks and people.
All right.
Any questions?
We'll get to that. Mr. Dukes, do you have any summary comments you want to make, or shall we just go ahead and...
Go ahead and ask a question.
Okay, great. Thank you. And we'll start with Mr. Hudson.
How you doing?
Hi.
How many employees do you have there a day, and what are your hours of operation?
We have five now, mm-hmm. and our hours are 9 to 5 Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 on Friday. Not open on weekends.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? Mr. Hopkins?
And you want to grow to how many employees?
We're thinking within the next year we should be in the neighborhood of 10.
Further questions? Okay. All right. Mr. Brownaway, anything?
Can you address the parking for the employees?
Yes, we have. We've expanded what was the driveway to the house with a stone lot that would accommodate right now approximately 8 to 10 cars, depending on how you...
I have a plot of that and a picture of what's been done already.
That was actually included in
that's,
your packet.
That's in our packet. I think
that was
yeah,
in your packet.
Have you seen it? Well, go ahead and show it and give it to Mr. Brandaway. Rest of us have it. So.
Did he not get one of these?
I guess we should get a picture of this.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess I left mine. I don't know if looking at it. I knew I had seen it. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's. Well, he's got land back here. Mm-hmm.
They would have to address parking if the conditional use is approved
For the,
as part of the site plan.
Members of the commission and for those of the public who might be interested, all conditional use applicants, if they are approved, have to submit a commercial site plan. They have to apply to all county ordinances, all state ordinances. DLDOT will have their way with you before it's done, and so on as well. So the diagram that's been offered depicts 7 or 8 spaces. There is adequate land in the back. It appears to be adequate land for additional parking if it's needed. All that will come into play if this is approved, because if it's not going to be permitted, there's not much point in going down to the fine details. But if it's approved, they will most definitely be back with a site plan. They'll have to comply with all the rules and regulations of the county and the state. So, any questions, Ms. Cornwell?
I just wanted to verify, you're just going to reuse the existing building that's on site, or were you planning on building a new building?
No, we're using the building that's on site.
I'm good then.
And is it a sufficient size for your anticipated growth, or do you think you might be adding on?
Yes, it's double what we have now.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Council, any questions?
Yeah, I do have some. And one of the things, you mentioned that there's going to be shipments coming to and from. What level of, how often do you anticipate deliveries? Are we talking FedEx trucks, we talking tractor trailers?
We have no deliveries.
Okay.
Our wholesaler, who's located in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, they drop ship the supplies from their warehouse directly to our patients. So we have no inventory,
okay.
And there will be no trucks dropping anything off.
Okay. That clarifies a point for me, because I heard you say drop shipment, so that helps. Is serviced by water and sewer, or do you have, is it well and septic?
It's well and sewer.
Well and sewer. So there's no, you could, if you needed to, build additional parking spaces in the back, not worried about getting on a septic system then?
Yes, sir.
And I know Mr. Dukes has submitted some pictures of the area around it. Can you just give us a better understanding of what is in the neighborhood there?
Well, there's, to the right of us, if you're facing the street, there's a residence. Then after that, I think everything is commercial. That's Hawker's storage and land. Across the street, or to the left of it, is, what is that?
The sewer plant for the development across the street. It's got a picture
Bishop's
of that
land.
Here. This is the sewer operation.
I have no further questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Is it your opinion that the use that you're proposing is reasonably compatible with the surrounding area?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right then. If anyone else has any questions, we'll just ask you to take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2062 RDKNA Investments. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2062? Okay, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Mm-hmm.